Bring it, ding it, ding it.
The pre-podcast video sequence. See if we can release that. I think this episode drops on that date over there. Unless the one that we record next week, we want to push it ahead of it.
That's when we leap with Arnold?
Yeah.
Sponsored by I got a bunch of good topics. How much you bench? Oh, fucking be great.
Makers of NO. Fucking great.
I can't tell if that one guy is a fan or Simon Mike and
Jim McDee. One guy on Instagram.
I don't know.
Some people are very aggressive.
There's a lot of haters on Instagram. What did I post about? Here we go.
Super aggressive for some reason. I don't know why. You got some new shorts coming, Silent Mike?
Yeah, I got the squat shorts.
Oh my God.
The fucking squat shorts.
Are they like shorty short shorts or what?
I think they're middle of the road shorty.
Middle
short.
Of what road?
Middle short.
Middle of your ass crack road?
The thigh gap. Thigh gap highway.
You know, I was editing some shit on my phone. I was filming you guys lifting.
A book or something?
And video. Editing video. And everybody in here is like stretching and rolling around. I'm like, it'd be nice if people actually lifted some weights in here rather than just like you're stretching. You're in like some weird frog position. Your butthole's up in the air. Marcus is doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Marcus is trying to force out a fart. I thought he was trying to force out a fart.
But what was he actually doing?
And then I was informed by Dave that Dave thought he was trying to work it out the front when he was actually trying to work out a queef. I don't know what's going on. People are rubbing and rolling and fucking.
Is there a special name for it?
I don't know what's weirder, us doing a bunch of mobility and stretching.
Or me filming.
Are you filming it?
With a boner.
That means you're not lifting.
Pitching a tent.
That means you're not lifting, though, right?
Right. No work's getting done in here. I love it.
I remember back when nobody gave a shit about their mobility.
When I was here, first came here, I think, is right around when Mark first got with Kelly Starrett, kind of.
Yeah.
What do you mean got with? That's disgusting.
Oh, that didn't happen?
Not like that.
I read about it.
Yeah, that's weird.
I got another announcement to make.
Uh-oh.
Maybe every purchase you make with Reebok in the next couple of months will have my fat face on a poster.
That'll be disgusting.
That's great. The Break Your Selfie fucking campaign. I'm a part of it.
We're sorry, everyone.
That's so great. You can pin it on your wall, throw darts at it or smile at it, kiss it every morning when you wake up.
Moneymaker Mike.
Yeah, Moneymaker Mike's photo. He made me famous.
Making you look handsome.
That was a great picture, though.
M3 photography, right? Isn't that
it? I don't know.
I think it's M3 photography.
6 to 12 inches high.
That shit hurt my back.
I know.
I was in that hole way too long.
The hole? Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Get in the hole.
I've forgotten how much squatting hurts my lower back sometimes.
It's terrible.
My God. Just last week, actually.
Yeah, sometimes kind of shoved.
It probably ruined Tiger Woods' career.
Squatting. Can't activate his glutes.
Can't activate his glutes. He needs a hip circle.
That's the gayest thing I've ever seen.
We'll get him in a hip circle.
Why did he say that?
We'll get Jen Selter in a hip circle.
Can't seem to activate my glutes.
Jen Selter?
Oh, my God.
Why does she have like 5 million followers on Instagram?
It's all butt shots.
Everybody says it's fake.
Fake butts?
Fake butts. She's the queen of fake butts. That's what
like
everybody says.
Other people's butts? Or like her butt's been done? She's
like it's been done?
Lifted. Brazilian butt lift.
Like
would you be against that?
I don't know. What would it feel like?
Would you rub up against that?
I mean, fake knockers, right?
It would feel the exact same, but on your butt?
Yeah, probably.
I'm against it.
Fake knockers, fake ass.
How's my ass? Does it look fake? Bodybuilder butt? It's not even that big.
Looks pretty good.
It was sore. I started squatting in flat
shoes. I squeezed
shoes.
Mike Rashid's ass, and that was like two football helmets slammed together. You remember the
Why
beginning?
Is it
going
to be football?
Well, you remember...
that's racist.
Well, basketball, that would be racist.
Two basketball helmets?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it wouldn't be two motorcycle helmets.
Well, I was just thinking, I just after squeezing it, I was like, there's just no way I could get my dick in there. That's what I was thinking.
You were just testing grounds.
Yeah, but it was solid.
I'm sure.
Yeah. It was solid.
He's a very strong man. He deadlifts over 600.
Yeah, 635 I saw without a belt.
Oh.
Without a net. Belt.
So we did, but he didn't do that when he was in here. He was
no.
He benched and then he was.
Well, he was dying too.
Squatting. He looked very uncomfortable squatting that day. I haven't actually done anything with that.
He had the HIV.
Yeah,
he had the flu or whatever the fuck was going on.
Well, had he not done box squats before? Because it looked like he was hitting the box pretty hard.
No, he's never box squatted in his life.
That answers that question.
And he still got like 500 or something, right?
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
Yeah, well, he just was sitting back way too far, which is usually not the problem, but.
Yeah.
He just, would get down, kind of low, and then he would just fall backwards.
Right, right.
Almost like he was going to fall over the whole fucking thing. It was great.
Yeah, sometimes, I don't know if in his case, but sometimes that's just hamstrings. People just don't have the,
right.
You know.
Yeah, sometimes they don't have the mobility through their hamstrings. Sometimes their hamstrings are real tight, but
so they just
know,
fall through that.
He seems like a pretty good
part.
Athlete. I just think that he just didn't know how to do them. You know?
Yeah, very first time ever, and then he's going heavy because you and Dave are there.
Right.
So
right.
He's trying to keep up.
Right. I hate filming people under those circumstances because you know that they're good athletes and you know that right. Given a little bit of practice, they're going to do better. And it's a lot to expect to have somebody walk in and just be awesome at everything they haven't done before. That's
yeah, right. I'm pretty rare.
Rare breed. Well, like I said in a video that we shot with Rashid, it doesn't matter how good an athlete you are, you're not going to get strength training in one day.
Right.
You're not going to be able to just understand it in one day. It's going to take a long time. You need a lot of practice with certain amounts of weight in order to get better at it.
Yeah.
And people are constantly refining their technique and constantly working towards getting better. I think someone like Chad Wesley Smith is a good example. I think I saw him deadlift 735 for two the other day.
In boat shoes.
Yeah, in a 770.
I saw the boat shoes. That was nuts.
He always does that. It's so funny.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why.
And then a 775 pull, I think, and they were all pretty easy, and it was without a deadlift bar. A deadlift bar gets a little bit more whippy and bends a little bit more, makes the lift a little easier.
Right.
That was a topic people wanted us to cover.
But I really liked what I'm seeing from him is that he's not neglecting, like, the skill of getting better. He's obviously he's getting stronger, but he can't really get any bigger. He's huge.
Yeah.
And just flat out getting stronger is like not good enough because that's gonna have a ceiling on it too. But if you work on the combination of your skill, your technique, and your strength all together,
right?
All together, everybody. Where were you guys on that?
I don't get it.
He hasn't seen the movie.
Yeah, what is this, a sing along?
Yeah, all together. Yeah,
all together.
I don't know. I don't get it.
You repeat the last thing he said before he said altogether.
It's hard, though, because you got to be paying attention.
I'm not. I'm sleeping.
Airplane.
Never seen it.
Oh,
heard of it.
God.
Heard it's funny. Whatever.
Airplane's a myth. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's in it. You love basketball.
Yeah. He's like the captain, right?
Yeah.
See, I know that fact.
And,
I don't know.
And LeBron is in that new movie with John Cena.
Cena and LeBron are in a movie together?
You're joking. Yeah. No. And
that's amazing.
Bill Hader. And
he's all right. I'm not.
What's
so
her name? From Parks and Rec.
I think Cena was on TV the other day, wasn't he?
I don't know, but I'm into her too.
Was he on Parks and Recs?
Cena.
I think he might have.
No, he's in Workaholics or something.
He's all over the place.
That's a funny show.
I've never seen it.
That is a consistently funny show.
But the only reason I like it is because the main guy's from Pitch Perfect.
I'm going to text him right now, see if we can get a hold of him. See if we can get him on the horn here.
Yeah, that would be amazing.
The other thing that that I saw last night that I've never watched before that Ryan Spencer's a big fan of and he always tells me to watch is Archer. That show is
pretty
fucking
good.
Hysterical.
I watched like a couple seasons and then chilled out on it.
Because every time you think it's going to get way so far off the rails, it brings itself back in,
you know, just enough
to be sort of realistic, kind of halfway.
What was I going to say? Oh, Smelly. You talked about gaining strength. And yeah, there's like two ways to gain strength, right? There's like a skill and a technique and getting better at the actual lift. And then there, which is like motor pattern efficiency, I guess.
Right.
And then there's actually growing muscle. And I think a lot of people always talk about like, oh, I need 5x5 and I need an 8x3. Well, like whatever you're doing, focus on one thing that's better. You need to get better on that lift, right? Like, okay, I need to focus on my low back. I need to focus on my legs or whatever, blah, 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 blah. What is that?
This is the one I'm talking about.
Jim's scrolling through Facebook and there's just a butt
cheek. He just clicked on someone's asshole.
I'm going to just stop it at one point so you can.
This is John Cena and LeBron James.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Not by themselves.
Can I meet LeBron James?
I think you got to swing the camera over to.
Tuck Cena. Tell him he's fine and dandy,
I'll just
but
link
I just want
here.
To meet LeBron James.
I'll
go.
Just link in here. I can't actually bring you the audio at the moment, but.
Yeah, I don't think Bill Hader or whatever is that funny. He's all right. He's kind of creepy.
Okay. The deal is that she's a bad girl, and she just fucks everything. And in that scene, she says, no way. There's no way I can take that. Who have you fucked? When? Where did you bury them? And then Cena comes up here in a second.
What the hell are we watching, Jim?
Yeah, I'm so confused.
It's from the producers of Bridesmaids.
This girl looks like she ran of a case of... or
she's not very
looks like
cute.
She ran some Diana ball with that fucking fat face.
Oh, no. Yeah, she's not very cute. Oh,
there he is.
Cena's just humping her?
Humping away.
Cut to scene two. Humpa's just seen it. Oh, my God.
She's asking him to talk about her, and all he's doing is talking about himself.
That's great.
That's awesome.
He's looking jacked, though.
That's kind of more of a Stan efforting move, I think, to talk about himself.
What is going
Speaking
on?
Speaking of Stan
this
efforting, we're just going to stop it there because that was the good part anyway. But yeah, LeBron is in it. I don't think he's playing himself. He talks about watching Downton Abbey before the game.
That's awesome to get himself hyped.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's great.
What do we got going on?
What
here?
Were we talking about?
So someone asked questions about deadlift bar to stiff bar,
right?
And what your thoughts are, like what the difference is. And I honestly think the difference gets overrated. Like it gets blown out of control.
I think
like,
the bigger difference is kilo plates to pound plates.
Maybe. There might be a bigger difference there. And like obviously it gives you a whip and, you know, fucking all these gravity and scientists are going to say like, oh, you're only lifting it, you know, this far right. compared to another one. But like I've pulled just about the exact same on both.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't know. A stiff bar can kill you if the plates aren't distributed out real far on the bar. If the weights are – if you have a few bumpers on there and the weights get far out on each side, then the bar is going to bend pretty much regardless of what style of bar it is unless it's some sort of – maybe if, in the case of like if it's a specialty squat bar, it might not bend. But other than that, they're all going to kind of bend at a certain point unless you have – a stiff bar and like kilo plates or skinny 45s, then we're starting to talk about some different things. I've seen a difference in here and seen a difference of people in the from the gym to the platform of 30 to 50 pounds, depending on the person. So I've seen people lift 30 to 50 pounds more in the gym. And that is not just because they're using pound plates versus smaller plates in the meet or whatever. It's also due to the fact that they're doing all three lifts on the same fucking day.
Of course. Right. And I also think what you mentioned, like depending on the person matters too. Like you can take someone that deadlifts at 24-hour fitness every day and pull 675, and they're not going to come in here on a deadlift bar and pull 700.
Right.
They're just not going to. Right. They'll pull the same or worse. Like, it takes some training. It's, like, just different.
The bar differences will fuck you, though, as happened to Ryan Spencer a few years ago. Went back to Ryan Spencer. He was pulling in a USAPL meet after having pulled on deadlift bars here in the gym exclusively. Right. He went to that meet where they were using a Q bar, which is a stiff bar that they use for everything, and he basically launched himself into the head ref.
Yeah. Yeah, it can make a big difference for some people. But, you know, it's just going to depend on your stance and your style. Like if you pull conventional with sort of a wide stance or wide grip, kind of the way a lot of the strongman guys do, the bar is probably going to bend a lot less either way.
Right.
If you pull sumo and your hands are in close, then the bar will bend a little bit more. Robot did a 685 deadlift a few weeks ago with a deadlift bar.
It was literally two weeks ago
with the plates pretty pushed out on each side. So the bar was bending quite a bit on that pull, and that pull was easier, not a ton easier than a 675 deadlift that he did just the other day.
It's like a West Side rope bar.
Yeah, with like a hybrid regular style bar. Yeah. So,
but they're very similar.
Yeah, I think it was I think that bar he was using was the IPF bar. Whatever.
Oh,
that
maybe.
Was
yeah, yeah, yeah. The USAPL Rogue Ohio bar.
Yeah, the Ohio bar, I guess it's called. But yeah, so again, it's slight differences for someone like him. You know, maybe it's not going to matter at all because some people just like to rise to the occasion regardless. But for some others, it might have a difference, like I said earlier, of 30 to 50 pounds.
Yeah. All right. Next topic. That was boring. Someone mentioned like you guys are doing okay, but I need like 60% lifting, 15% bullshit, and 5% really shit. And then the very next comment is like, I prefer more of the 5%. He likes the shit talk.
Like the shit talk. You see, that's the area that, you know, what's one of the posts I couldn't figure out was constructive criticism, hatred, or fandom.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But,
they don't know. They don't know what that was.
I see one question here. Why does Omar look like an Asian chick in the picture you posted on Instagram?
Because Omar is an Asian chick.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with that picture, I don't think.
It's just he's an Asian
Omar,
chick.
You know, he's going to always look a little feminine.
Maybe he's born with it.
Yeah, maybe it's not just Instagram. Maybe he was born with it. You know, he's always going to look a little ridiculous. There's not much we can do to help the guy. I mean, he does have a spectacular inner pec development, but other than that,
Yeah, he is very. He has a lack of inner pec hair, though.
Yeah, he's got like.
He's built like a little boy.
Three, I saw.
Yeah, there's a. I don't know if it's an official announcement or not, but he may be visiting the Arnold Fitness Expo.
I think I saw that. Yeah.
Oh, so. Well, not only that, I think he's going to be fucking buddying up with you.
That's funny. That's somebody. Yeah. He didn't. Nobody told me this. I'm employee of the year of the decade for Slingshot. So I thought I'd get my own hotel room this time, and Mark didn't want to tell me, but Omar said, hey, I think I'm coming to the Arnold, and Smelly said I'm rooming with you.
Yep. Yep, true story.
I wasn't aware.
You're going to have his boner in your back.
Back in the saddle again.
So gross.
Oh, my God.
He, like, sheds. It's like fucking sharing a room with a St. Bernard.
Yeah, he's got some long hair.
Is that long hair? Oh, my God.
So gross.
Yeah, my daughter.
You're talking about the hair on his head, right?
No, all three of his chest hairs pop off every day.
Exactly.
And
they
grow
explode
back.
And grow
his
back.
Pubes.
Ugh.
My daughter-in-law and my younger son's girlfriend both have long, dark hair, and like you know when they've been to the bathroom at your house.
Yeah, so
you
gross.
Know, their hair falls out. It just does.
This is a good question from Tom Billard, 20, on Instagram.
Don't give him a shout-out. He doesn't deserve any followers.
Yeah, Tommy? Kidding me?
Go and follow Tommy.
From Poughkeepsie? Of course he deserves a fucking shout-out. He said, what's the best thing for hip mobility? And I think, you know, there's a ton of different movements you can do. But the first thing that comes to my mind is to just do a squat, you know, some type of squat, whether you're holding on to a rack and doing a squat or you're sitting in a band and doing a squat with a band kind of around your ass. Any sort of squat, I think, is going to be the best thing because it's going to have kind of the most carryover and the most function to getting off the toilet, to getting out of your car, and all those different things that we have to do during the course of the day.
Yeah, I was going
to
say there's two things you can do anywhere.
I think a high bar squat, too, actually kind of shoves you down a little bit better as
yeah.
well.
Yeah, I kind of do both in my warm-ups. I've picked it up from, like, Olympic lifters. They'll do, like, a good morning and then into a squat. Whoa. Jim's flashing
I'm
up
sorry.
Boobies
it's
all over our monitor. I'm getting confused.
He's just showing up. I'm sorry about that.
So, yeah, any kind of squat, I think, and sit down there, wiggle around. But the other thing is it doesn't even have to be with a bar. It could be
right.
in your living room. But the couch stretch.
Yeah, the couch stretch is
it's
just
amazing.
Fucking hurts.
That's where everybody's wrecked. You know, it's kind of get your hip flexors and your quads.
Just Google it. Yeah. A lot of pictures will pop up on it.
If you guys don't know, we're answering questions off the Instagram.
I was trying to explain it to Mike one time through like a text.
It
was
so
amazing.
Bad.
Mike sent me a picture. He's like this, and I was like, no, like this.
I sent him like three
and I
pictures.
Tried to take a picture like of myself doing it, and it was like so hard to take a picture. It was weird,
awkward selfie.
Yeah, it was weird. We were sending pictures back and forth for like an hour trying to get my hips better. And I should have probably just used Google.
I'm just sitting there in my underwear flashing away.
Yeah, whatever. Back
you're
to
like, oh, yeah, that's a hip picture. Okay.
Yeah, if you guys want your freaking questions answered and shit, go follow us on Instagram. Smelly, where could they find you?
I'm at Mark Smelly Bell.
You can find me at Silent Mike with 2 Ks and Jim.
Jim McD, SCTV. And unlike these two, I will actually follow you back.
Yeah, we won't.
If two conditions are met, you have some kind of picture up and you're not private. I don't understand why anybody's private on Instagram. I don't get that.
I just don't want to follow people because they bore me.
Well, I mean, not everybody thrills me either, but every once in a while.
Yeah. A thrill will appear. Yeah, so we're posting up more questions, more videos, more information on the YouTubes, on the podcast, on the Instagram. So fucking keep your ear to the streets, homies.
Hell yeah.
So I got
also,
a question.
Also with the hips, just one final thing on that is just – you want to try to stretch out not only your hip but also your quad. That's why the couch stretch is effective, and also stretch your hammies and your glutes. Everything around that area. There's a video, maybe Jim can link it to this podcast, of me taking over Kelly Starrett's mobility, whatever the fuck, mobility project or whatever the hell. And
that silly little YouTube channel.
I basically just show several different stretches that you would do before a lower body workout. I think there's just like three of them. It doesn't take that long. Kelly suggests about 2 minutes per leg. I got three legs, so you do the math on that. But that kind of stuff's going to help you kind of open up your hips.
This guy's
next question.
This guy's asking about like soreness, but I'm going to change it to recovery because soreness is kind of weak. What do you do for soreness? Foam rolling, ice, heat, etc. What do you guys do after workouts? Because just to put it out there, like soreness doesn't mean recovery, and recovery doesn't mean soreness. You could be fully recovered and still be sore, or vice versa.
If it's just sore, any kind of movement seems to solve it for me. I mean, not necessarily rolling or whatever. Just like if there's damage, though.
Yeah, getting sore. Different. Getting sore just means that you probably just did something that you haven't done in a while.
Yeah.
Or something really high reps. Like you can just do high reps and get sore for no reason, but it might not be the best workout.
And you can't always do anything about soreness anyway.
Yeah, I don't worry about soreness. That's why I changed it to recovery.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah.
What do you do for recovery, Smellies? After a workout,
it's very common for not myself, but it's very common for people like Stan Efferding, who's going to be here next week, or maybe
last week,
depending on when we post.
Yeah,
this.
Sure exactly when
this is like hot tub time machine. Yeah, we're fucking everywhere.
I know. Depending on Jim's fucking flux capacitor ratio. Anyway, Stan Efferding would use a lot of different methods of recovery, some of which we can't talk about here today. But he would, hot tub, ice, electric stim, the Mark Pro, that kind of stuff. He was big into just anything and everything, compression, any of that kind of stuff. But also he was a big proponent of just using a bike. He'd go in and just use an exercise bike. He would use it, which you don't hear anybody talk about this anymore, but he also not only did a warm-up, but he also did a cool-down.
Right.
Which is kind of weird that you don't hear anybody talk about it anymore, but my wife has been a swimmer her whole life, and she every workout
they
do,
have to, right?
They warm up and they cool down every single time. We don't really unwind from our workouts. Yeah. We wind ourselves up. And then that's it. A lot of times we just leave.
I think powerlifters, at least us, I feel, have kind of built it into our workout in the sense that obviously we'll
The workout kind of rages up towards this.
In the very last, especially you and me, after benching, at the end of our bench workout, we always do face pulls or pull-aparts with a band, which is kind of our cool-down.
You're just unfucking yourself.
Yeah, which is kind of the same idea as a cool-down if your heart rate's going nuts from swimming whatever your wife goes on,
that
18 miles or something.
That looked like you lift bench serious. People assumed that the tricep death at the end was part of the cool down because you're not really using your whole body.
Yeah, and it burns, but it doesn't feel like doing a skull crusher.
No, it's not something that it hurts. Yeah. It's just, you just do it till you can't do it anymore.
I'm a big fan of everything Mark mentioned, like just trying to do every little thing I can. I'll go home and I'll take an Epsom salt bath, get out, turn on some R. Kelly, start doing some stretches on the fucking floor.
Cry a little bit.
Yeah, but I'll just like move around, do my mobility then. Then I slap on the Mark Pro as soon as I can and just start watching fucking myself on YouTube.
I think that I have problems that just don't lend themselves to easy solutions like that. I don't know, because like being sore is not that big a deal to me, but like my shoulder is killing me right now. I spent how long yesterday on the on Nickerson's
table.
Death table.
Yeah, and that was awesome, but it was before the workout, and I just, we got those new dumbbells, so I just went that direction instead of barbell pressing yesterday. And about halfway through that, it actually felt a lot better. Coming up off the table, it was awful.
Right.
It really hurt.
Yeah, really just trying to work, through and around stuff is going to be your best bet, because shit's always going to hurt.
Yeah.
There's probably not anybody that's training in here, certainly, that's completely feeling great, you know? Some of us are more fortunate than others to escape some things, but, with my knee and just with my hip, they always hurt, so what am I supposed to do? Just sit around, not do anything?
Yeah.
So it's easier for me to just say, it hurts anyway. I'm just going to come in and just lift. And like the other day when I was squatting with Mike, I'm just using the same weight as him and some of the other guys.
Right.
I'm not, I'm just like, all right, well, let me just try to move the weight the best I can and try to break parallel every, I have different kind of goals now, but with my knee still being twisty and halfway fucked from falling down, I just try to figure out a way to work through it and around it.
Right.
It's not a recovery, like you're mentioning, it's not like a recovery thing. I can't like rub it or have someone else stretch it or something to make it better.
I mostly don't get those things. I get other stuff
that
lingers.
Ailments.
A lot of people have been hitting me up on Instagram and on YouTube lately asking about wanting to see me lift. And
I got so many questions why isn't Jim in the film? Well, you fucking idiots. Jim's holding the fucking camera.
I'm typically behind it, yeah. I mean, I will try to, be on camera a little bit more as I'm sort of recovering myself. I don't know. I think I've talked a little bit about having had to be away some the last 6 months and away from gyms and, sitting in hospitals and not for myself. And just injuries and stuff. But I have, over the last few weeks, put together some halfway decent workouts. So, in the next couple months.
What's your guys' favorite sports-themed movies? Oh, bigger, stronger, faster.
Oh, my God.
Bull Durham.
Oh, never heard of it or seen it.
My favorite of all time.
I would have to go with Rocky.
Rocky's pretty good.
God damn it.
There's a bunch, though. I love Remember the Titans.
Hoosiers is great.
Yeah, Hoosiers. Space Jam. If you don't like Space Jam, turn off the fucking podcast and get the fuck out of here.
My son watched Space Jam like 700 times in a row.
Does he love it?
He's got the world record.
It's so good.
Yeah, it's great.
I love it. Michael Jordan's so funny.
I love that shit. Wasn't his birthday the other day?
Yeah.
His birthday?
About a week ago.
He's a little bit older than me.
Is he?
Yeah,
I don't know.
A little bit.
He's amazing. I know when he turned 50 a couple years ago, like he dunked. He was at like some expo just to make sure he dunked.
I think
he
just turned 52, I think.
I don't know what else. There's other good movies too. There's a recent one.
This guy, Rob.
Why are you giving these guys shout outs?
Because people like it, you know.
Let's not make their day too much.
This guy says poop, period, dicks, period, white monsters, period, more poop, period. And then
why do you go
says at Silent Mike says something about basketball. Poop at Jim McD talk about being old. More dicks at Mark Bell complains about his fat face. So I don't really see a question mark in there.
Yeah, I didn't see a question. That's the one I couldn't tell. Are you loving?
Hating? I think that's a note from our director.
Okay.
That guy made the script.
Oh, all right. Okay, we're taking direction from
the first sentence where he says
poop dick.
Poop dick. That was actually
poop dick monster.
Well, poop dick was my original rap name, but
the poop
had
dick
to be
monster?
Scratched for obvious reasons.
I don't get the reasons.
I don't understand.
I don't understand. It sounds like a wonderful name.
Here we go. Favorite meals of all time, Smelly? Jim?
Oh, got to go with pizza.
Yeah, why? Why?
It's so simple and retarded, but that's what it is.
Pizza in Chicago.
I've never been to Chicago.
Just in eating
a burrito is hard to turn down.
Yeah,
I can turn down a burrito. I love burritos. I eat them every day. But pizza, to rival that, I'll go like a big, like some kind of pasta, lasagna,
even if
garlic
you were just
bread.
Like on some strict plan and someone just walked in with some amazing pizza, you have to have at least a slice or two, right? Or seven.
Pizza or a green chili enchilada.
Yeah, I can go for some enchiladas.
That's
what
delicious.
About a calzone? You know about calzones?
So good. I'm still waiting for you to take me to Chicago and New York on the pizza tour.
Oh, yeah.
The PowerCast pizza tour.
Oh, my God.
That would be awesome.
I haven't really been to either of those cities.
Really?
Just the airports.
You're going to love New York.
Yeah, I'm into all of it.
You probably like Chicago, but love New York.
And Boston.
The last time I went to New York City, I went to order a calzone, and they were like, do you want that fried? My fucking fat face lit up like a Christmas tree.
Yes.
I was so excited.
Can I get ice cream on top of it, too?
Yeah, it was so good. It was awesome.
Someone wants us to talk about the women in powerlifting. I know a lot of girls who showed up at Rum and LA Fit Expo.
We talking about the bitches.
Well, I'm going to throw this one out while you're doing it. We got a message from a Courtney Eastman, who actually apparently lives and lifts in Portland, Oregon.
Oh, really? I love Oregon.
About vegans, because we made a joke about vegan powerlifting, and she's like, I'm a vegan and I'm really strong and I made a lot of progress.
What is wrong with you?
She said, I know you guys are just making a joke, but
there's no one that's safe. Let's just put it out
there.
Yeah,
exactly. We attack each other, for heaven's sakes. For comedy's sake.
Eat some meat, sister.
Yeah.
It'll help your social life too. You know what I'm saying?
What kind of meats?
What kind
of vegan?
If you like being a vegan, then that's great. But as my wife said to me the other day, being a vegan and doing it right requires a lot of math. I mean, you have to You have to put things together in the right proportions to get the complete protein. Yeah, to get the complete protein. So it's just easier to eat animals.
You know? People say stuff, but you never know how full blast they are into it. You know?
Yeah, I know. I've known a lot of quote vegetarians who were just carbitarians.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, I think all of it's
maybe
fine,
she supplements
whatever.
With some aminos or something weird. You know?
Yeah, BCAAs might play a good role right there.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
But then you got to kind of figure out where they come from.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't care. But yeah, she might.
she might. That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
I have no idea. Keep it up,
coming
Courtney.
From a cow's asshole for all you care.
No, I love, at least on social media, is showing like ladies listening to the podcast and ladies fucking lifting weights.
Yeah, right.
Eating well and fucking...
I think
hammering deadlifts. I love it.
This is our most balanced media outlet between.
Well, the best part about women in powerlifting is that they're making their asses bigger.
Yeah. All of it. Like if a lady
ass so fat, let's make a baby. That's what I'm fucking talking about.
Here's my impersonation. go get that bitch pregnant.
Oh, yeah.
Who's that?
That was Mike Rashid.
God damn it. Mike Rashid. He's so handsome.
Know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Someone told me, he's like, I listened to the Mike Rashid podcast. It was great, but I felt he was trying to seduce me the whole time. I was like, yeah. He seduced us from the first day we met him.
Yeah. Well, with wearing no underwear and sweatpants.
That sexy son of a bitch.
God damn.
Jeez.
Hey,
yeah, that wouldn't have helped Omar.
Back to women.
All.
Yeah, I'm
smuggling
glad.
Smuggling a banana through the fucking
I wish
front
Omar would have put on
train.
More clothing.
Yeah.
You're not the only one.
Women are like, if you powerlift and you're a lady and you watch what you eat somewhat,
you're gonna look
your
better.
Body's gonna look so much better.
You're gonna look better.
That's like all it has to do.
Well, we've talked about it before, where you know aesthetics is a hard thing to achieve, especially at first. It's gonna take you a while to figure out what you can eat, what you can't eat, and how much you can eat, and all these different things. It might take you. Might take you 2 or 3 years. Sounds like a fucking long time, but
maybe more.
It might take you a while.
I mean,
how long were you lifting before you started making some big
changes?
Yeah,
I was about
changes?
To say, it was probably like 4 years till I looked in the mirror and like, oh, I do kind of have shoulders or traps, kind of. Mm-hmm. It took a forever, and I think that's why powerlifting's popular. Is like you can see immediate progress in 2 weeks.
I lifted for 10 years before I ever looked like I...
Yeah.
The only thing it did do is like it prevented me from like getting worse because I was fat.
Right.
And then it just because I did it so young, the changes were happening, but I certainly didn't look like I could lift the amount of weight that I could lift.
And you didn't notice
time.
It. You probably noticed it after other people.
Right.
But like powerlift forever or like begin with powerlifting and try to reach PRs and then over time your body will look how you want it to.
Right.
Like my body's probably gotten a lot better just being at super training, trying to lift heavier.
Yeah, I think it just becomes that much easier to manipulate your diet and drop a little bit of weight when you have more muscle on your body.
Right.
What do you guys consider? This question is way too common. What do you consider weights that are entry level that you wouldn't be laughed out of a powerlifting meet? You'll never be laughed out of a powerlifting meet.
No, you're never going to be laughed
out. I mean, Brandon Lilly squatted 120 pounds. Go squat whatever you can. Bench press the best you can. Deadlift the best you can.
Right.
Come back 6 months later and do better.
Right. If you look like you're putting the effort into it, no one's going to.
Yeah, no one cares.
Yeah. It's not like that.
What's the, like, it's like the psychological whatever that no one's paying attention to you and you think everyone's paying attention to you.
I mean,
no one gives a fuck about you.
Well, you should know what you're doing. I mean, don't make an ass out of yourself. Don't go up there and fall down and drop the bar and just a bunch of different things like that. But, know the rules.
Don't
you know,
swear on the platform.
Know the rules. You know, I would suggest that you go to a powerlifting meet first
so
that you can kind of see what's going on. Try to consult with a coach, somebody that can guide you through it. You know, realize there's three lifts. You get three attempts. Just some of the real basics and some of the basic rules that apply. Yeah, so you're not acting like an asshole on the platform. You're not swearing and you're conducting yourself in a decent fashion, but other than that, no one's going to care. But if you go up there and you miss your bench 3 times in a row because you went 100 pounds too heavy and then you say motherfucker, then people are going to be pissed and they're going to think you're an asshole.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
that's the only exception though. People don't care necessarily about the strength level.
Pretty often in meets during the rules briefing, which you should be there for, don't miss it, they will ask whether this is anybody's first meet.
Yeah.
And you know, the judges are there, meet directors are there. They take note of those people, and so all day long...
Meet director.
Yeah.
That's my official title at Slingshot.
Directed over here, and then
director
over there.
There's way too many questions about this, and I don't know how much we can dig into it. I don't know if we've received this question in the past, really, but I saw a bunch right now. Thoughts on pro-hormones versus steroids, or just like pro-hormones in general? I don't know
what... talked about that before.
Maybe.
I don't know
what the hell a pro-hormone is.
Well,
I know it was
many
legal.
Of them left.
Yeah, I know it was legal, and now it's not. And all I've heard is that they give you terrible side effects.
Yeah,
negative effects.
You know, being as close to the industry as I am, pro hormones oftentimes are steroids. So they're oftentimes just people are throwing trace amounts of shit in there. I know it sounds fucking crazy, but that's what's going on. And
right.
That has been going on for the last 10 years or so. People are just trying to get away with whatever they can get away with. And, you know, if a 15-year-old kid takes it and they gain 10 pounds, they get a little bloaty and puffy, they get a little stronger from it, then they're going to keep buying that $89 bottle of whatever the fuck it is, you know.
Right.
Usually the companies they'll make a few runs of it, and then they'll get rid of it at some point so they don't get caught. But that's what a lot of these fucking companies are doing. So, you know, if you're trying to stay natural, I would avoid them.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%.
I think they are outlawed in most, if you go to a natural or drug-free federation in powerlifting or bodybuilding. I don't know how they test or whatever,
like,
but
you know,
it's
probably
against
still
the rules.
Ratio, you know,
it is against the ratio.
Also, too, a lot of times people seeking out those products oftentimes are people that still are in the beginning stages. They still have so much to learn.
Right.
They still have so much to gain without the assistance of anything really other than some sound nutrition and some
all that stuff's
heavy ass weight.
Way more exciting when you're a beginner. Someone in super training, we were lifting the other day and I brought up some kind of like supplement and one of our training partners, I don't know who it was, asked me like, oh, you're like a supplements guy? You're really into supplements? I was like, I used to be so into supplements. Like I would read articles on articles on supplements and like research different compounds.
They are interesting.
But now, yeah, and I'm still interested in them. But like now, like I'll sip BCAAs during a workout just because I get them for free.
Mm-hmm.
And then I take creatine in the morning when I remember and a D3 here or there when I remember. That's it. I haven't bought a supplement
in
like
3 years. And the only
thing
that you take that you actually feel or notice probably anything from is caffeine.
Caffeine.
Yeah.
Right? There's nothing else that you take or do that does – I mean, even a steroid, even taking a steroid, you don't really necessarily feel anything from taking it. It's an accumulation over time that helps you get stronger.
Yeah.
And that strength and the mass that you gain from it can help build confidence and so on. But, yeah, I mean, there's really no pill you're going to take that's going to do – all that much for you. I would avoid pro hormones. I'm not a fan.
Yeah.
Speaking of caffeine, actually the new nutritional guidelines came out yesterday, recommendations came out yesterday, and they're talking about 3 to 5 cups of coffee being a good idea in the course of a day.
300 to 500 milligrams.
Yeah.
Something like that. I've heard that.
Right. And it's supposed to help stave off type 2 diabetes.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
Not as hungry, maybe. I don't know exactly
what
the mechanism is, but
maybe it's something to do with
glucose levels.
Yeah,
possibly. It's supposed to make a big positive difference.
A question here about equipped lifting. Where is it at now? Does it have a future in powerlifting? And you know, will it come back?
I think equipped lifting is a very broad term. I think it's still here. You know, everybody uses a belt. Everybody uses wraps.
Yeah.
Not saying that's not raw. I'm not that guy.
Yeah,
but equipment is part of everything, right? You use a helmet in football.
Right.
That's football equipment.
People are utilizing stuff to keep them safer.
Right, and they always will.
Some fashion.
To what extent, maybe we'll go in and out of trend.
Right, geared powerlifting in terms of single ply and multi-ply, it will come back. I mean, there's no question about it. It's not the most prominent federation in the world is the IPF, and the biggest stage, the biggest platform in the world is IPF Worlds.
Just single ply.
There's nothing that's remotely close to that. They actually have like a real budget. You know, they put a lot of money behind it. They have judges that have been trained for decades. You know, that federation and the things they do in that federation are not going anywhere. They also have a raw division in there as well, which is just like knee sleeves and stuff like that. But
everyone, everybody wants to act like that's the big one, but it's not.
Right. Yeah. The raw, as far as the raw contests go, you know, they've had some big ones in Australia, and raw powerlifting is more and more popular all the time, and it's probably more popular than geared powerlifting at the moment. But like I said, the lifting that goes on overseas at IPF Worlds and stuff like that is still huge. And eventually, you know, some of these younger guys that are doing these big numbers, I would imagine at some point they'll get tired of being stuck, or they'll want a new challenge, or maybe they'll have some injuries and they're going to need to rely on some sort of change. You know, it's fun. You know, it's fun to have the different disciplines. I mean, I did a box squat the other day, and I told Jim, I was like, "That's the first time I ever did that." He's like, "Really?" I'm like, "Yep." Just because I just haven't even tried it before. It was just a box squat with knee sleeves, and I did like 600 for a double or something like that.
Yeah.
But I've never even tried it before. But I've done things in briefs and in single ply stuff, and it's just fun to kind of have challenged myself with all of it.
Yeah,
it feels good.
Two things to go on that is, one, we've already talked about the whole, you know, people buy a certain knee sleeve because they're trying to squat more weight. That's the same as buying briefs because you want to squat more weight.
Right.
Obviously, there's technique and different skills with briefs and suits and bench shirts, and the sleeves aren't as much of a technique thing, but there's a reason people are buying certain products because they believe they'll lift more weight in them. Not only is that fun, but that's encouraging for your progress.
Right.
And number two, you know, it may not be the best comparison, but car racing or whatever, you're not going to race Hondas for the rest of your life. You know, you want to drive a Ferrari, you want to drive a NASCAR, you want to drive whatever's faster. And people don't think NASCAR's cheating because it's not. Obviously, if you take your little Honda Civic, it goes
faster, but there's a higher level of danger associated.
Yeah, there's a higher level of skill driving at a higher level of danger. Yeah. You're moving faster, and they don't race against Hondas. They're specially made. So these suits are specially made for you to squat more weight, handle more weight in your training. And I agree with Mark, as it will be around to some extent and probably come back around even harder, just as people want to lift more weight. You know, right now the trend is knee sleeves. In 2 years, I bet knee wraps make a comeback, and then about 2 or 3 years after that, briefs and single ply are going to come, and it's just going to evolve just because the sport's exploded right now because of the internet, YouTube, and who knows what else.
Right.
You know, all these jacked guys like Dan Green, and so the easiest thing to do is grab sleeves and a belt and begin.
Right.
You know, right now, like, we've gained a lot of traction with, you know, flooding Instagram with, you know, sending out stuff to different people and having them post, and we repost and we continue to, you know, post up shit about our products. Then also popular YouTubers and things like that. But eventually at some point, some of these popular people are going to probably start to venture into powerlifting gear the longer that they get involved in powerlifting. So you might see somebody that... just someone like Dana Lynn Bailey. I'm not saying she would do that, but
Bailey's getting in a bench shirt.
Yeah, you might see somebody that has that big of a following. Maybe somebody that's under the influence of like C.T. Fletcher, or somebody who's got this huge following.
Yeah, and then the ground shifts under everybody's
feet. Yeah, and everyone's like, "Oh, what is that? Oh, well, it helps you lift more. Oh, okay, but it protects your hips too. Oh,
interesting. You mentioned C.T. He could easily, if he wanted to put single ply on the map, he could, right? Didn't he mention a single ply Inzer shirt?
Yeah, and
he
also
could easily bring that onto his channel and just make like, "Hey, this is the best thing. This made me feel great. This made me bench press weight. This is how you use it." He could explode it if you wanted to.
Ronnie Coleman.
Yeah.
You know, Ronnie Coleman didn't even, well, he competed when he was young.
No, but we talked about that on a podcast too. People, with the same topic, I think people are like, "Oh, Ronnie was so strong." And like, yes, he was a fucking freak, no doubt. But if you're, those are the same people saying, "That's not raw."
Yeah.
Ronnie's in a fucking single ply suit smashing weights.
Yeah. Right. Something you said about gear made me think about another question that I've gotten offline. And I think there are a couple of questions about it too. On the Instagram post about being an older lifter. One thing I would say, something I would change, except that, you know, all of this would never have happened if I changed it, was that I'm not sure that I would have gotten into multiply gear over 40 without having, you know, I spent 6 months really not lifting in gear. The first 6 months that I was training as a powerlifter, just, you know, single ply briefs, but still, I don't know that I would do that as somebody over 40 who didn't have a really long, heavy lifting background.
Yeah, get a base.
Yeah, because I know that wide stance box squats were not, you know, great for my knees, ultimately. And wearing gear and that level of overload wasn't the easiest thing on me. And by the time I got into my mid-40s and my late mid-40s, I was pretty beat up.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So if I would had to do all over again, I was starting now, I would say, you know, protect yourself with the minimal gear that's available, and, you know, don't have enormous expectations right away.
Yeah.
You know, figure that you got some time to go into it, and don't jump into a bunch of multiply gear.
Here's a serious question. I think it's directed at me, but I'll put it at you guys and then I'll answer later. Maybe it said, what are the lifelong goals and what is the end game? I'm guessing with all this powerlifting bullshit we're doing.
Oh my God.
Yeah, deep.
Son of a bitch.
Deep.
Well, my goal is I would just like to hit a clean 700-pound deadlift. I hit a 699 deadlift in the last meet that I competed in, but I wasn't really happy with it. I kind of locked it out and simultaneously was losing the bar at the same time. I got the lift passed, so it is what it is. But
you gonna do a deadlift only meet?
No, just something in training. Just even if I do it with straps or whatever, I just want to fucking do it. Just lock it out and hold it, and just have it be a cleaner lift than what I did in the competition. And then, in terms of the other lifts, they're really there's not a lot of goals. The goal is just to try to get PRs, just like everybody, you know, anybody else. I'm done on the platform, but still want to, you know, still have goals to, you know, try to, you know, maybe do a triple with things that I've doubled and add reps to some of the other lifts that I've done before. And, you know, recently hit a 525 bench pretty easily. I'd like to hit a 575 bench in training, maybe bench a little over 600 in the slanger. But other than that, everything else is just all business driven, and it's actually quite boring. So I won't talk about that.
I think that's probably what he was referring to.
Yeah,
business. And YouTube and podcasts and everything else.
I don't know. It never ends until it's over. Yeah. I mean, until people aren't interested anymore.
Yeah. I mean, there's just more stuff to add all the time.
Yeah.
You know, I'm trying to increase my YouTube channel. You know, I stopped for a little while, so I'm trying to bring more of that stuff back. And then also just a bigger push with the podcast in this next year coming up. But just trying to push everything out more, make people more aware. You know, people don't always realize that, you know, I'm the same guy that was in Bigger, Stronger, Faster, and I'm the same guy that has a magazine, and I'm the same guy that invented the slingshot. I got to continually make people aware of it. I got to continually toot my own horn, which is sometimes not always fun, but I don't know any other way, you know, than to make people aware of the different things that we have going on. So that's what I'm going to continue to push.
We've been on YouTube doing
pretty much
very
forever.
Similar stuff to what we do now since 2007. So I don't think anybody who's super popular on YouTube right now has been on that long.
Right.
So to try to attain some numbers in that area wouldn't hurt my feelings. I'm sure it wouldn't hurt your feelings either.
Right.
And this podcast is my baby, so of course I want to see as much, get as much traction out of it as we possibly can. In terms of lifting, you know, I don't think I'll ever do another meet unless I just jump into something at the last minute for fun. If I'm feeling good at the time, that'd probably be the only scenario, and it'd probably be a deadlift or something. I want to squat in the fours and bench in the threes and pull in the fives as long as I can. That's
right,
you know.
Yeah, Jim and I talked about it the other day. We just don't want to push that next level because while we're not afraid to train hard, we don't want to be caught up in the numbers because it just fucks with your head too much. And it's we've been to that place many times over
again.
Don't want to fuck with it again. So,
and if you're somebody who's young and that's where you are, then you have to evaluate what those numbers mean to you.
Right.
You know, whether everything that you're sacrificing, I think we hate that word.
Yeah, we sort of do, yeah. But it makes sense.
Yeah. As crazy as you're making yourself over those numbers, you need to figure out whether you can get to those numbers without making yourself crazy.
That brings up a good point, though. Like, what are some of the numbers for? What is the goal? Are you trying to be insta-famous, you know, or is the goal to be the best powerlifter in the world? Or are you simply just trying to make yourself better? Are you trying to get leaner? Are you trying to get bigger? Are you trying to get stronger? Are you trying to get faster? I think a lot of people out there have a hard time figuring that out. And you see, like, some of these people, they work so hard and they do so many different things, like a pro bodybuilder. You know, they're just trying so fucking hard, and they're literally putting their life on the line because bodybuilding can be quite dangerous in a lot of ways. But is their goal just to pick up more sponsorship? Like, what is their – because if that's the goal, then you don't have to take it that far. I mean, we've seen there's tons of people on Instagram that have these huge followings. But are you trying to get likes or are you trying to get money in your bank account?
Right.
You know, you got to try to figure out how do I – if that is the route you want to go, you just want to be famous, then you don't have to push it quite as far as you think you would. You don't have to be the best to be the most, like, liked. Yeah. But then you have to figure out, like, am I trying to monetize this? What are you trying to fucking do?
Right. You know? Well, and do you have the skill set to do that?
Right.
You know, well, I think a lot of the stuff, like, yeah, there's just hot chicks on Instagram that have a big following. But all the YouTube guys that I've come in contact with and hung out for a time, you know, they have a skill set that a lot of people don't have. And that's why they are who they are.
Right.
You know, like hanging out with Furious Pete for a day, that guy was charismatic. He was smart. He was jacked. Like, there's a reason that he has, whatever, a million people on YouTube wanting to watch him. Not everybody can go do that. But and then same thing if you want to be a world record holder in powerlifting.
Right.
You can't just go do that.
Remember we were hanging out with Bart, and Bart kept telling us how funny we are?
Yeah.
We're like, you're the fucking comedian.
You're the comedian.
He's like,
YouTube.
Well, I'm not that kind of comedian. He's like, I write stuff out. But the point on that is just that, like, that guy works really hard.
Yeah,
like, everything he does is, like – well thought out. He has a full fucking schedule. I think he's got like one day off.
With
but he's
a
got
full
like,
team.
Yeah, he's got 6 days a week booked where he's, I think he does multiple styles of podcasting. He's got his YouTube channel, one for fitness. He has a YouTube channel that's one for comedy.
Yeah, two for comedy.
Yeah, so he's just
news and...
Just Kidding Films, Just Kidding News.
Right.
Yeah, he's going.
Yeah, he's
crazy.
On top of it. Then he owns a gym,
and on top of that, he's strong.
Yeah, he owns a gym, and he owns
transformed his body pretty good and stuff like that. So, the guy's he owns fucking Barbell Brigade.
Yeah,
he's a fucking ass kicker.
Yeah, he's amazing. He's going to be hanging with us at the
he's
Arnold.
Alpha as fuck, as our boy Mike Rashid would say.
They were squatting together. Do you see that, Bart and
oh,
Mike?
I didn't see that.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago.
I
so
didn't
funny.
See that. I would say something that I thought about after we actually when I was listening back to the Mike Rashid episode was that if his T-shirts had come out. Be alpha as fuck. No one would have said shit about it. But just saying alpha as fuck, his explanation of it was great because what he meant was like it's what he's telling himself.
Yeah,
it's an affirmation, you know. But a lot of people think, oh, that guy's an asshole because you know he's so full of himself he thinks he's alpha as fuck. Well, he's trying to be.
Yeah,
you know. But if it said be,
yeah, maybe
they would have inoculated the whole thing. I think.
Yeah.
Against him.
I don't know. Someone asked us two questions. Talk about our programming or training split, and a different question but related. What's our thoughts on Brandon Lilly's The Cube Method?
Mm. Well, we've definitely talked about The Cube before.
Yeah.
You'd have to roll back to an early episode.
You want to tell them about the ABC method that we've been doing lately, or the 1-2-3-4?
Yeah, the ABC.
Or should we save
that
for
our ABCD. No one's had the ABCD.
Yeah.
That's the version 2.0.
The ABCD 2.0?
Yeah.
We shouldn't talk about it.
Probably not.
Okay.
Limited release.
Rattlesnake edition.
Yeah, basically, I'm a big fan of The Cube. It's very similar to Conjugate Method. It's very similar to Daily Undulating Periodization.
The Cube by Brandon Lilly.
Yeah. Brandon's a strong
bird
dude.
Dog,
he's
AKA
a smart
bird
dude.
Dog.
He's done it multi-gear. He's done it raw.
Doesn't sound smart, though.
No, he sounds...
He's from Kentucky.
Yeah. He hangs out with Chad Wesley Smith.
And that meant to be insulting.
Another smart dude. They put a couple of versions together, and it's very similar to my own philosophies, where you're just basically rotating.
Oh, you have philosophies now all of a sudden. You have theories?
Let me tell you something.
Well, in my upcoming ebook,
basically, we're just rotating a max effort type day or a heavy day, some type of volume and rep day, some type of speed / lighter day where you're working on your form. You rotate those in some kind of format, and you get stronger.
That's another thing that I told the person who asked me about being an older lifter. I said, don't try to run a traditional West Side split that has you maxing out everything every week. You don't want to do that. You just don't. It's just unless you have a tremendous base, unless your training age is amazing, then it doesn't make any sense for an older lifter
to
do that.
For example, like my quote-unquote max effort days this weekend, squats, and I'm going to do 3 sets of 2 with like high 400s. Yeah. You know, that's not max effort, but it's going to be hard and it's going to be heavy.
You said squats wrong.
I'm squants on Saturday. Yeah.
More nose.
That's SKWAATS. And you guys always fuck it up.
Yeah.
There's two A's. It's a fucking
people
SK.
Email me or like text me or like they always
they're way
wrong and they're spelling it wrong.
Yeah, and there's hashtags that are wrong, but the best is someone's name on Instagram is Squant.
Yeah, I know.
That's the fucking best.
I saw that. The Cube Method is great. The thing that I like about any sort of West Side style of training is it just allows you to hit up a lot of different types of movements. The conjugate system allows you to, you know, you're not just deadlifting every week or not just squatting every week.
Right.
You're picking some variation of those exercises. And to me, that's fun. Some people like to stick to kind of more standard periodization and they like to do the lifts that they do in the competition. And that's fine. Those are good programs as well. But for myself, I've always liked to do. I'll always like to mix it up and not really not be so committed to a plan. I don't like to have to do anything. That's why I work for myself. I don't like to, be on any particular schedule or anything like that. So, I just like to come in and say, okay, well, I'm going to pick this exercise. I'm going to work really hard on that. And then after that, I'm going to work hard on the next two or three exercises, and then I'm going to fucking go home and eat.
Right. And you know what? Everyone can feel free to disagree with us, because that's right. fine, because we're going to feel free to disagree with you. And
right.
I'm not going to say your method, there's anything wrong with your method. Just, you know.
Oh, there's a lot of great programs out there. Yeah, you know, yeah. People, you know, people have told me all kinds of crazy shit over the years. They've squatted every day for the whole entire year.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
and
Bulgarian
they put,
or
and
some
they
bullshit.
Put like 50 pounds in their squat. The only thing I would question with some stuff like that is, you know, what happened to your other lifts?
Yeah.
That's where I think sometimes, if you're powerlifting, sometimes people are kind of missing that aspect of it.
Right.
Again, you know, pointing to someone like Chad Wesley Smith, who I feel has it figured out pretty well. The Lillibridges obviously have it figured out. They've kind of mastered it, you know, in a way. But you want to become efficient at all three lifts. You want to have all three lifts pushing forward. And if you're just focusing in on just your squat, then I would assume that your bench is getting fucked up because your shoulders are probably getting jacked. And some of the other lifts might be suffering as well. So
right.
always try to keep that in mind. Always try to get all three moving forward.
I just want a bench.
How much you bench? Which one do you think is the most funnest?
Out of the lifts? Yeah, so... That's a good question, because mine go in rotation, you know, but like by which one's doing well, obviously. But like, there's like people in our gym that just like, eh, you know, like they just don't care about squats, or they like just don't care about it. Like, I'd rather bench or deadlift. I was like, what? Like, I want to do all three, and I want to be good at all three. And I think that's my gift as a lifter, is that I'm mediocre at all three, rather than like being fucking awesome and sucking at the others. Like, I'm just mediocre at all three.
Yeah.
Right now I'm on a bench craze because it's going well.
Right.
Squats are hurting. My back's a little jacked up, so that's not as fun. Yeah. My deadlift form's pissing me off. But they'll next week when my back feels better, I'll fucking love squatting again. I like
all three. Which one of the three do you feel like you're in the best mood when you're doing it, you know?
When all is well, squats probably.
Yeah.
Squats.
Yeah, it's deadlift for me.
Yeah, I love squatting. I don't know. I love them all.
I always liked deadlifting, even though I'm not that great at it. I always liked it because, you know, to me, it's just like, it doesn't really matter if something hurts. You know, like if I go to bench press and my shoulder's kind of achy and fucked up and weird, it's kind of like an acute pain that I have trouble like blocking out.
Yeah.
But if my back is a little tight, I can still deadlift. You know, it's going to kind of, you know, it might not go the way I want it to. But like a sharp pain in my knee when I'm fucking squatting or something, I'm just like, just fucking blow my brains out right now. It'll take me, you know, a fucking hour to warm up. And that part alone is frustrating to me, you know.
On that same question before, they asked, like, what lift if you had to do one for the rest of your life?
Oh, yeah. I remember, somebody asked that, right?
Yeah. I would deadlift.
It was deadlift.
In terms,
because
I would look the best and it is fun.
Right.
You
know? I don't necessarily even like to bench, like even just getting in a position to bench.
Now you're just fucking lying.
Well, it's fun, you know, because I can kick people's ass and stuff. But I don't know. It just, to me, it hurts. It's just, you're in a weird position. You're all fucking crunched up weird on the bench, and it's not a natural position to be in.
Not if you're doing it right. It
makes me turn gray and purpley, penis color-ish sort of thing.
Back to deadlifting for just a second, though. We were talking about this the other day. How many people that you have known in powerlifting or in just general fitness or whatever actually hurt their backs deadlifting?
Right. Yeah. It's fairly rare.
Yeah.
Usually somebody hurts their back from doing something.
Fat Dan.
Else.
Yeah, I don't understand
the
that.
Useless Fat Dan.
I mean, he's got some problems.
Oh,
underlying.
Maybe.
Other than his personality, his, you know,
he's got a lot
body
of
weight
problems.
We love you, Dad.
Well, usually, you know, usually
we hate you.
You know, well, hopefully you learn how to lift from somebody that knows what the fuck they're talking about. And normally when we go to lift in the gym, we normally brace ourselves.
Right.
You know, we normally get ourselves in a certain tight position. We also have a belt, which is going to help protect you a little bit. But in everyday life, when you're standing and walking and sleeping and doing whatever the hell else it is that you're doing, typing or, you know, being at a desk or just whatever, you develop bad habits and you sit weird and you stand weird and maybe you're not moving around enough or whatever. But the point is that your back is probably more prone to getting hurt outside the gym than normally inside the gym. Then what usually happens is you come in the gym after doing all the fucked up stuff outside the gym, you go to do a lift and mm-hmm. you blame the deadlift for your back hurting, when really it's just you were just, you know, your back was out of position, your hips are tight, ABC happened, and now your back hurts because you went to pick up 400 pounds. That's why a lot of times people are like, oh, it's so weird because it happened on a warm-up.
Right, yeah.
It doesn't really have a whole lot to do with the weight.
Right. You know? I was listening to a story the other day about, actually a bunch of them lately, about nurses and back injuries. My wife is a nurse, so obviously I have a vested interest there. And they're talking about how it's that accumulation of damage over time that starts affecting the blood flow to the spinal cord that eventually causes the problem.
Yeah, and also, yeah, I mean, them being on their feet as much as they are, and then also
lifting fat people from bed to
yeah.
bed.
Yeah, it's the lifting fat people. A study they did said that there isn't a safe way for humans to lift fat humans off the floor. There so just fat. Isn't a way. You need a some kind of mechanism, a winch or something.
Yeah, you know, there's not a good way to do that for sure. I mean, if you think about like just grabbing grocery bags out of the back of a pickup truck,
or like an Escalade or something.
Yeah, out of
never
a car
it.
Like that.
Never done it. Sorry,
where you have to like reach forward away from your body.
And that's what you do over a bed too.
If the thing is like 30 pounds or more.
Yeah.
It's fucking kind of hard to even get it moving.
Yeah, right.
Now you're talking about someone weighing 200, 300, 400 pounds.
500 pounds.
Yeah, whatever they might weigh. So that would certainly get tricky.
Yeah.
I don't even know how you would prepare for something like that.
There isn't a way, basically.
Really bad form deadlifts or something.
Yeah,
like
but they're basically what they say, because they teach that same method that they teach for everything else, where your back is straight and you get low and get under it, and it just doesn't protect you.
Right.
If somebody is funny shape because they're fat and you can't
get under
them.
The only thing I can think of is like them, you know, fucking doing like sandbag, you know, pickups
right.
and carries or
yeah.
something might help strengthen.
But even still,
a little
like
bit.
Humans are such a weird shape.
Yeah,
to carry a sandbag's hard, but at least you can kind of hug it.
Yeah, you keep it closer to your body anyway.
Keep it nice and close.
We got another question or two before we finish.
More hammer, two more.
All right, let's see what we got here. Oh my God. Thoughts on rounded upper back deadlifts? Mike and I talked about this. It's
video
gonna be an
coming soon.
Upcoming video. We're not overly concerned with the upper back rounding. I would not suggest that you do it intentionally unless you are a seasoned lifter, somebody who's been lifting for 10 years plus, somebody that's deadlifting over 700 pounds. And the only reason why I say that is because sometimes people just develop a style that works really well for them. But it's the lower back we're usually more concerned with.
And hopefully you're training in like a 70 to 85% range where you can train with really good form the majority of the time. And then when you do get to 90 or plus percent, shit will get weird and then you'll be okay. You won't explode. What else you got, Smelly?
Who are the power bottoms at super training?
Power bottoms?
Yeah, the power bottoms.
I don't know what that means.
The power bears, that would be like at
on the
bottom.
Bottom.
Yeah.
Does that mean like the bottom of the pyramid or like physically, like who takes it?
I think
it?
Physically and...
Who takes it?
Yes. Both, I think.
I don't know. I've never been in that situation yet.
You haven't?
I've avoided them all.
That's not what I've heard.
Rumors within all.
We'll have to post that on our internal Facebook.
I would say,
and see if anybody fesses up.
Yeah. I mean, if I had to guess, I would say that Matt Nickerson is not only a bottom bear, but a top bear, too, probably.
He's big enough to be all bears.
Yeah.
He's all around.
Yeah, he's all bears.
Smokey probably takes it.
Yeah, he does. Smokey's not. Yeah. He's not going to be resistant.
No.
Well, you can, you know, flip him over and
did
bend him over.
Did we tell the story about him?
Stretch
him out. Him getting. Mark Prode.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah, my house, yeah.
So we're at Smelly's.
Man, he was farting so bad. What was that?
Gross.
He was, like, drinking, like, a gallon of egg whites a day, and he's like, I don't know what's wrong with my stomach.
Yeah, he's like, I don't know why I'm farting.
I'm like, dude, like, eggs are meant to be, like, cooked. Like,
he drank, like, 60 grams of protein worth of just egg whites.
Oh, my God.
But so he was having a bum shoulder.
Making fucking fart fuel.
And so was Casey. So they're sitting next to each other. I was like, oh, Mark, where's your Mark Prode? Like, I'll throw it on their shoulders and help them out. And Casey. Casey was loving it. I had it. It's a scale
he
of
was
like
flipping out.
1 to 9, I think, is like how hard it is. And like pretty much
it can
everywhere.
Be pretty intense.
Yeah,
sometimes.
But pretty much everywhere besides maybe like your forearms or bicep or tricep, you crank it to 9 and it's feels good. I put it on like 6 on smoking. He's flipping out. No! Ow! Why are you electrocuting me? And then, like about 10 minutes later, he's like,
sorry, I don't do well with electrocution.
Yeah, he's like, I don't.
Kept making fun of him, and he's like, sorry, I'm not used to getting electrocuted.
Yeah, I don't do well with electric currents through my body. And they're like, what are you talking about? And then he shows us a video where he went through some type of police academy a while ago.
Oh, yeah.
And they had to
taser
him.
Yeah.
And he, I can't even
Did he piss himself?
He gets shot, and he falls to his knees and starts screaming, fuck! And he's just, it's the funniest video I've ever seen in my life.
Well, getting back to the power bottom question, he was pushing the sled with you, or the prowler with you the other day. He had his shirt off. And his butt crack hair goes about to the middle of his back.
Like an Ewok.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah. Marcus said he looked like he had a high-rise asshole.
He's disgusting. Oh. Smokey.
Which sounds like wide-set vagina to me.
Smokey, you're off the team.
Yeah, that sounds gross.
Holla if you remember what a wide-set vagina is.
Mm-hmm. Last question of the day. Bacon or chocolate?
Oh, why decide?
I'm actually not that big on either.
I love chocolate. But it has to be really good chocolate.
Like I'll eat both of them and not, of course, not reject them. But I'm more into like ice cream.
What about something like a Cadbury egg or a peanut butter cup?
Yeah, yeah.
Like something that has chocolate.
Yeah,
in
yeah.
Part of it.
Then yeah, but like a Hershey's chocolate bar, it's fine. Or even like fancy chocolate, like a nice like truffle or some bullshit. Like I'll
chocolate
eat it.
Chocolate ice cream?
Not pure chocolate ice cream. I can't do it.
With some vanilla or something. Actually, I like vanilla ice cream with chocolate.
Yeah,
sauce.
Or
what is
candy
it about chocolate
in it?
Ice cream? You ever have chocolate ice cream kind of like choke you a little bit?
Yeah, I don't like
the chocolatiness.
Or like Rocky Road or something. If there's shit in it, I'll eat it.
Yeah. I don't like nuts being in there.
Yeah, well, they do like Reese's Pieces, like clunks in there or whatever. Or
who
like,
does?
I don't know. Like
where?
Ben and Jerry probably does something like
who?
That. Half baked. Have you had half baked?
Oh,
Ben and Jerry's. That's the money. That's the
fish food's my favorite.
Fish food's
one.
Good. Fish food's kind of like a Rocky Road without nuts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's got the fudge fish in there,
and then marshmallow, right?
Well, I eat it for the omega-3s from the
exactly.
Fish food.
Exactly.
Do you microwave it and then drink it?
That was amazing.
That was the best.
I have done that before, actually. After seeing that video,
that was the best super training. Like
that guy's a
subscriber.
Genius.
Sent us a video of him. What did he do? He had a slingshot on.
Yeah, he microwaved
a full canister. First, he mentioned throwing the top away because he has no regard.
Right,
for that.
Right. And then he
microwaved
it. But it was
puts
like,
it on the slingshot and chugs the whole thing.
Yeah, yeah. I
remember
that.
Microwaved it and drank.
Amazing.
Well, call back to our discussion about Nutella from a few episodes ago.
R.I.P.
Yeah, the guy who invented Nutella.
He's
died
stressed out
the other day
because of the war.
There was. He wasn't in the war. I think I was wrong about that. I thought he was like – he's Italian, right?
He's
Ferrara
Italian, and he grew a lot of hazelnuts.
Italian
because
Nazi.
There was a loss of rations chocolate because of the war.
Chocolate was still rationed after the war.
Yeah.
That was the deal. But they made a candy that pretty commonly in Italy, a name I can't remember. Basically, it was chocolate and hazelnut together, and it was a small candy.
Yeah.
Right. So
fuck you, Omar.
That was he started selling those in 1946. In 1964, he made it into Nutella.
Okay, I said like after the war, right? So 1946, we're in the war time.
But he also created Tic Tacs.
The same guy?
Same guy.
Wow.
And he's a billionaire.
Who is this guy?
Tic Tacs.
And his last name was Ferrero. If you've ever had a Ferrero Rocher, the crunchy truffle thing,
no.
Yes, same guy.
That's
same
amazing.
Guy.
That guy's probably a billionaire.
One of the probably the richest guy in Europe.
This guy's like Tesla.
How do you invent Tic Tacs?
This guy's like Tesla on crack.
Yeah.
Tic Tacs?
God damn.
That crunchy little mint.
That's a smart
mint.
Motherfucker. Yeah. I got to look into this guy a little bit more. But now he's dead.
He's now dead, yeah. He was
so we can't have him on the podcast.
We cannot have him on the podcast.
But if you do one of your flux capacitor tricks, Jim, maybe we could.
We could get him on the podcast?
I could back up.
Maybe. We're booth 1903 at the motherfucking Arnold Classic.
We'll be there slanging.
Make sure you come visit us. I think this is coming out before the Arnold Classic.
Yes, yep. I believe it will.
This weekend.
Unless
something weird happens.
Unless fucking Rhino kills it next week, in which case...
Yeah.
We may push this one forward. We'll see.
Unless Rhino kills it this week or next week.
Or next week or the week after.
Maybe a hippo will kill the rhino.
Oh, my God.
Hippos are a little more dangerous.
Hippos are scary.
Maybe he should change his name.
Yeah.
Mm.
Possibly.
And isn't white rhino like a cocaine?
Hey, now. I don't know. Is it?
Question.
I thought white rhinos are like a drug.
I'm not on the streets like you are.
I just watch like
the
movies.
Fuck are you doing?
I just watch movies like Bad Boys 2 and stuff. And
I'm gonna have to start paying you more. Keep you off the streets. God damn it! Sound like
slang it out of the back of Super Training.
Keep me from becoming a terrorist or something by being dissatisfied.
Yeah. Multiply your hustle, multiply your muscle, and may all your shits be tapered.
Talk to you guys later. You can find me at Silent Mike with 2 K's. I already shouted myself out earlier.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Do it again. I'm Jim McD, STTV, everywhere that I would want you to find me. Follow the show on Twitter at SGJimSack, on Instagram, Mark Bell's PowerCast, on Facebook.com/SupertrainingJim. Also, check out supertraining.tv where our videos go and the attendant YouTube channels. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Subscribe to Power Magazine at thepowermagazine.com. If you choose the digital edition, you can catch up on all the great back issues, take your training to the next level with Slingshot products at howmuchyoubench.net, and look for PSN products including NO Explode at bodybuilding.com. Mark Bell's PowerCast is a production of supertraining.tv.